Creighton struck gold at the 2016 Goffs UK Premier Yearling Sale when he purchased the eventual six-time Group 1 winner Laurens for owner John Dance. Creighton owns and manages Salcy Forest Stud with business partner Josh Schwartz, and they will offer six yearlings at this year's Premier Sale on September 1st and 2nd, including a half-sister to standout sprinter A. Ali. Daniel, thanks for joining us today. Could you tell us a bit about your background and your pathway into the industry?
Yeah, definitely. Well, basically, I grew up originally in Ireland with my father. He was a trainer. He trained horses. My brothers were jockeys. So I was surrounded by horse racing all my life. My dad then moved to Spain where he trained horses. So I ended up over there, and I actually speak fluent Spanish as well, which is an asset that I'd like to use a bit more, which I don't. But obviously my dad moved back to England, and I went to work for Horse Racing Ireland, learn a bit about that side of the horse racing industry. I always had an interest in pedigrees. I was, loved pedigrees of horses and going to the sales, and I would go to the sales with my father a lot and buy horses with him. And basically learned most of what I know today from him, to be honest. I went to England to work as a bilingual commentator of horse racing for SIS. And I had my own mares at the time. And I decided to rent a farm to have a few mares. And it just from there, a friend sent me some horses and it kind of just grew and grew. And to be honest, it's been very successful. And, obviously I've met John Dance, helped us take the operation to a different level and given me the opportunity to buy horses at a different level. And I hope I think I've justified his confidence in me by finding him a horse like Laurens. And, obviously we had the horse that was third in the morning this week or last week as well. It looks like we could have another Group 1 horse on our hands. But I don't, obviously now I buy for quite a few different people. I have, mares for different clients. I have my own mares with a couple of horses in training. So, it's been a roller coaster ride, but a very good one. And to be associated with a horse that's won six Group Ones is just a dream come true, to be honest. But away from that as well, I want to prove that I'm not just a one trick pony. And I bought Abel Handy out of Doncaster. He won the Cornwallis. I bought plenty of decent horses. I've ridden Master. Looks like he could be the next one. He's third in the morning and looks like a Group 1 horse. And then there's other horses like Juska, who was second in the listed race recently. She was third in the Cornwallis as well and actually wasn't beaten very far.
So John Dance has been a big part of your story thus far. And he seems to be very enthusiastic about the business.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, it's John. And I have to give Jess Dance a mention too, really, because, she's just as enthusiastic about it all as John.
Okay.
So John is, he's been great to work for, to be honest. He likes to be more involved in the race planning side. And, he loves being involved in the training of the horses, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to buying horses, we work together, and I think we work together very well. He's into statistics and numbers, obviously, and he likes to put an algorithm. I am more about, looking at the physical of the horse. He's been great to work for, and, like I said, he's been very supportive of our business, mine and Josh's, and he's taken our business to a different level. I have to also give a mention to all the other clients that I have as well. They've all been very good, and most of them are very good friends, and we've had success for them too. Obviously Andrew Davis, who owns the Cutout Glory that goes to Doncaster next week, he has around 10 mares with us. I buy him all of his horses now too. He's had a lot of success with Henry Candy.
Now that you've mentioned Andrew Davis, let's talk about the Cotai Glory half-sister to A. Ali. You bought the dam for Andrew carrying this filly for 9,000 guineas just before A. Ali began his two-year-old campaign.
It was very exciting. It was marred with a bit of disappointment too, though, because we bought the mare for $9,000 with her inside. And, she, from day one, she's always been a nice filly. you know, when she was born, she's always had quality in class. And she's always been very easy to deal with. The mare, unfortunately, had colic and died, which was terrible for all of us. And that was after Ali won the Norfolk. So it was very disappointing. So this is the last, well, this is her only filly she's ever had. So really, it's the only chance to have that bloodline if somebody wants to buy into it, which I think is quite important. And it's hard. Obviously, she's been offered to the market. It's hard not to offer a filly like her because she has, you know, she's quite valuable, I would say. She's a lot of quality. She's a very nice head. She's a good mover, very, very easy mover in the lunge ring. Like, you know, she floats across the ground. And she, to me, she strikes me, like, she's very strong. And she strikes me as a two-year-old type. She's probably going to be very similar to her brother in regards to trip precocity.
Are there any others from the draft that you want to mention?
Yeah, I have a very nice Kodiak filly. Out of Yukon Girl. Obviously, Kodiak is riding on the crest of the wave right now. He's had a fantastic year, especially Campanelle and Nando Prado, Hello Yumzane. And this filly, I suppose the first time is a bit weak at the moment, but she has got a very good back page, second dam, third dam. And for me, she's very good physical, and she's just very nice. I suppose on the cold side, I have a very nice time test. For me, you'd be hard pushed to find a horse that can walk better than this horse. He's got fantastic action. Again, another very nice Bungle in the Jungle colt as well, who is a real strong, very typical of the stallion, and probably very, very much in a Doncaster mold, but with scope as well.
It sounds like you have a lot of good, very enthusiastic clients. A major hot topic in the industry at the moment, of course, is the prize money issue in Britain. As someone who works on behalf of owners, how much of a concern is this to you?
It's very concerning for everyone because obviously, like, at the moment, I haven't seen any effects in regards to clients, you know, like wanting to reduce their numbers or sell their horses. But I do think, and to be honest, not many of them have been whinging about the prize money because most of them have horses because they have a real passion for racing. But I still, you know, I'm looking at, like, you know, prize money for races right now, and it is kind of depressing. And if we want to bring in people, new people to the sport, and we want to keep people in a longevity in the sport, then the prize money definitely has to change. Like, you know, if you win a race and it doesn't cover even a month's training fees, it's kind of embarrassing for the industry overall, to be honest. I have to give, obviously, kudos to the TBA, Thoroughbred Breeders Association in England, who brought out a new scheme for fillies, British fillies, where you win £20,000 if you're fully qualified for the scheme. And, you know, these sort of things are definitely going to help. I always think that everyone focuses on the top end of the market and they don't really focus enough on the middle and the end. Everyone say, oh, we don't want to encourage, you know, mediocre horses. But, like, at the end of the day, there's always going to be mediocre horses. And they're always the hardest ones to sell. We need to try and, you know, help those syndicates and smaller people in racing that, you know, if they win a race, they might win prize money that's worthwhile them having a horse so that they come back and buy horses again.